Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A new round of sanctions in store for Russia, the U.S. says in response to Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine and for the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He died last week in a Siberian prison. President Biden addressing governors today, gathering for their winter meeting about his talks with allies.
That's why I'll be speaking to the G7 folks, so some of the heads of the European Union and NATO today. That's why I'm announcing more than 500 new sanctions. In response.
In Russia, Navalny's mother says she has been given a few hours to agree to a private funeral for Navalny, or Russia says it will bury him on the grounds of the prison. New court documents filed show Nicholas Jordan, the Colorado college student charged in the killing of a roommate and another person, had an earlier dispute over the trash with his roommate and threatened to kill him back in January if he did not take out the trash. And severe storms leaving their mark in California after back-to-back storms. This is ABC News. It's day two of the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, D.C., and its primary focus is former President Donald Trump. ABC's Rachel Bade is there.
This is really an audition this weekend for a lot of those folks who want to run with him. Just today, we're going to be hearing from Kristi Noem, who's the governor of South Dakota, seen as a potential running mate for Trump. Elise Stefanik, who is the number four Republican in the House. She was once considered a moderate Republican and has very much rebranded over the years to become a top Trump ally on Capitol Hill. And then we're also going to hear from Vivek Ramaswamy, who did run against Trump, but he very much was sort of a mini Trump on the campaign trail.
Former President Trump trying to get the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case against him dismissed. Trump's attorneys are restating this broad claim of immunity, also arguing as a former president that Trump had the right to decide what belonged to him. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Thursday, the Wisconsin Assembly passed a bipartisan measure to ensure the safety of children. The PRINCE Act aims to address gaps in current requirements for Amber Alerts. The bill is named after Prince McCree, who was reported missing last October after an Amber Alert requested by Milwaukee police was never issued. 5-year-old boy's body was found in a Milwaukee dumpster a day later. The new alert would go out for children who can't return home without help or if the child is younger than 10. Madison State Representative Sheila Stubbs.
When their safety is endangered, our children deserve to be searched for as immediately and as thoroughly as possible.
The bill was also inspired by the 2022 disappearance of 10-year-old Lily Peters, who went missing in Chippewa Falls and was later found dead. After receiving prior approval by the Wisconsin Senate, the bill now goes to Governor Tony Evers' desk. Residents of Wisconsin communities would be able to voice concerns about refugee resettlements under a bill that's passed in the legislature. It would require local governments to allow the public to voice concerns about any proposed resettlements. City officials in Whitewater and Eau Claire have raised concerns about their ability to provide services for hundreds of recently arrived refugees. The measure would also require county refugee placement committees to make recommendations on whether local governments should pass resolutions on proposed refugee placements. A Minnesota man has been convicted of a 2005 sexual assault in Madison.
A jury found 42-year-old Addison Yang guilty of three charges of first-degree sexual assault on Thursday. The case stems from October of 2005, when Yang forced a woman off a Madison bike path at knife point and assaulted her. He was arrested last year after DNA evidence tied him to the attack. No sentencing date has been set. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
If it's your turn to host a game, Grandpa's Barbecue suggests you try something different. Put out the perfect barbecue flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. Add it to your ribs, dip the meatballs, or drench your wings in the original flavor of Grandpa's Barbecue. It isn't too hot or spicy, fruity or smoky or whatever. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Highs today in the upper 30s as a cold front swings through the state, firing off a few flurries and spotty snow showers that could accumulate a trace on roads and nearly a half an inch into grassy areas. After that, we drop cold alongside blustery winds. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Okay, couple of important questions to answer about the action in the grain markets today. At the top of the list for me, was that mission accomplished in corn futures, or was this just stage one? And look over at the livestock trade. Big gains in the cattle complex and modest gains in lean hogs.
Live from the final push to the checkered flag via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading. I'm a handsome newsman, Davis Michelson, and now, the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Lurie.
All right, Davis, how's it going this afternoon, buddy?
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. Good. Uh-huh. Well, welcome to AgriTalk. I'm taking a look at the cattle on feed report that was just released. So if I sound just a touch distracted, I think that's probably the reason why. Total number of cattle placed during January. Remember, that was kind of a wild card number in this one. We were looking for down 12%. As much as down 12%, got down 7%. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So placements a little heavier than what was expected. Fed cattle marketed in January came in at 100%. And these are rounded numbers, of course, but they came in at 100% of a year ago. And the total number of cattle on feed on February 1, 100% of year ago levels. How close is it? In February 1, 2023, the total was 11.754 million. And in 24, 11.797. So it is up. We do have more cattle on feed in 2024 than what we did in 2023. So, there you go. It looks like it might be just a little bit negative because of the bigger placements coming in there. Welcome to AgriTalk. Glad that you are joining us here to wrap up this week. And what a week it was, buddy.
Oh, indeed.
You were talking about it this morning, and the more I thought about it, the more I think you're right. It was a four-day week that felt like 10.
Yeah. We packed a lot in here.
Yeah.
It was a very big week.
Yes, absolutely. You know, in these markets, the close happened.
You know,
it.
Yeah.
in March corn, the close happened below $4.
Well, and look at the Dease at 449 and yeah. one half.
Right.
That feels significant in its own right.
Oh, it is. It is. The corn market, I think the corn market in particular is whittling away at some key support levels, but you can say the same thing about what's going on in the wheat trade. Soybean oil knocking on new lows there. Soybean meal down at levels that we would normally call value wow. buys.
Yeah.
And, of course, soybeans making new lows, too. Those lows that we had back in the middle of the year, we took those out today. Mm-hmm. It was a rough day. But what does it all mean? What does it mean? Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Ag Bull Media, is going to be with us here today to talk about what it does mean and what it might mean for risk management practices as we go forward. So looking forward to the conversation with Tommy. Okay, man, let's get started with the news. What do you got?
Chip March soft red winter wheat futures opened higher and traded higher before spillover pressure from corn and soybeans pulled wheat to a session low close. Export sales in the weekend of February 15 totaled just 234,000 metric tons, falling short of trade expectations, 28% below the four-week average sales pace. Wheat futures started the week on Tuesday with a solid short covering rally, then spent the rest of the week retracing those gains. Traders continue to note signs of a disrupted supply of wheat from Ukraine, but the Ukrainian story is not having much impact on day-to-day activity as the Russian invasion enters its third year. March HRW wheat futures 5.25 cents lower, 568.75. March SRW wheat down 9.75, 573.5. March spring wheat closed at 641.5. That's down 9.75 cents, Chip.
Some wild action in the spreads between the different flavors this week, too. I knew that it was happening in the winter wheat markets. I guess it kind of caught me by a little bit of surprise that the spring wheat market was participating in this spread action as much as the winter wheat. But March SRW futures, and this will be the last week that we're looking at the March contracts. I can't believe it already. But March SRW futures up 13 cents on the week. March hard red futures up just a penny and a half. And March spring wheat futures down 13.25 cents.
Well, Chip, corn export sales in the weekend of February 15 totaled at just over 820,000 metric tons, and that was in line with trade expectations, but it was 30% behind the four-week average. Additional rainfall in Argentina is expected to maintain mostly favorable growing conditions there. Traders will watch Safrina corn planting progress over the next few weeks. Right now, both the Argentine and Brazilian corn crops are a weight on U.S. prices. March corn futures traded to a low of 398.5 ahead of mid-morning, and then recovered to spend the rest of the session at slightly above $4. All told, March corn futures 6.25 cents lower to 399.75 for the SAS close. May corn down a nickel, 413.5. July corn closed at 426.25, down 4.5, Chip.
Yeah, on the week, March corn down 16.75 cents. July corn down 14 cents on the week.
Soybean export sales weekend at Feb 15 were pitiful. Just 56,000 metric tons, Chip, and the slow demand pace encouraged fresh selling in bean futures. Brazilian weather is expected to be mostly favorable over the next 2 weeks. Some areas may see too much rain on a harvest-ready bean crop, but crop loss is expected to be minimal. Good bean crop conditions in Argentina is also a weight on U.S. soybean meal and bean oil prices as traders expect Argentina to take back last year's lost exports. March bean futures opened steady, tried to trigger buying interest at 11.50 and failed. That put the sellers back in charge with March beans diving through support at the May 31 low. March beans 14.75 cents lower at 11.33. May beans down 10.75, 11.41.75. July beans closed at 11.51.25. Down 9.5 today, Chip.
Okay, March soybeans on the week down 39.25. July beans on the week down 33.5 cents. March bean oil down 157 points. And March soybean meal down $14.10 a ton. Let's take a quick look at the new crop contracts. December corn today closed at 449.5. November soybeans today closed at 11.30 and a quarter on the week. Dee's corn was down 9 and a quarter. November beans down 18 and a quarter. The bean corn price ratio, 2.51 to 1.
Well, March cotton was 122 points higher today, 95.42. How'd we do on the week there on the cottons, Chip?
On the week, up 106 points.
All right. Well, position evening ahead of the monthly cattle on feed report triggered a solid rally on the highest close in April cattle futures since November 2nd. Feeder cattle futures pushed sharply higher on support from cheaper corn. April fat cattle, $1.35 higher, 187.90. March feeder futures up 252.5 to 254.57.5. And the grind higher in lean hog futures ended this week with an inside trading day. April hogs unchanged, 87.20. June up 45, 99.37.5, Chip.
Excellent. On the week, April live cattle up 35 cents. March feeder cattle up $3.55. April lean hog futures up $1.97.5. We need some experience in here. Calling all experience, get in here. Tommy Grisafi is up next.
Potential. It's the one thing that farmers work tirelessly to reach. Sometimes it takes more than just sweat equity. It takes real financial backing. And whether it's land, equipment, or a little help to make the most of your operation, FBN Finance is the partner for you. At FBN Finance, our farmers' first philosophy means that we have a team of ag experts that looks at each farm and farmer's unique needs, giving you a loan package that fits your goals. And now with FBN Finance, you can get $500 off closing costs for farmland loans over $250,000. With great rates, instant approvals, and a pre-qualification on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC, and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Want a product that will give you nitrogen all season long? Then you want to try Envita. Envita gets directly into the cells of the plants, and it's easy to apply, foliar or in furrow. Envita provides the flexibility you need for your farm practices. Whether you want to reduce your nitrogen and maintain yield, or maintain your nitrogen and increase yield, Envita fits your farm. Envita SC formulation is OMRI registered. To learn more about Envita, visit azotic.com. That's AZOTIC.com.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Across America, FFA members share a deep concern for the environment. FFA programs encourage members to meet local needs through projects like recycling, land reclamation, and reforestation.
Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members and volunteers.
Saluting all of our local FFA chapters and members during National FFA Week, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Dunn Energy Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
Hey, Chip, if you were a ghost, what do you think you would sound like? Would you be the traditional kind of thing like that?
No.
Yeah?
No, uh-uh. No, all you'd hear is a couple of creaks here and there.
Ooh.
Yeah. No,
that's
no,
eerie.
Right. I'm gonna be the quiet one.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why? Why?
I'm just curious. Curious.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm all just trying to
how
get
how about
a...
you? You're running around screaming.
I don't know. I think I feel like you know, ghosts have gotten a bad rap. I would try to be helpful. You know, like instead of throwing plates across the room and making everyone frightened, maybe I would do the dishes in the middle
of
the night.
Do the dishes and stack I'd like them to think away I would nicely?
I would be that sort of haunter, you know? I'd like to think I would, anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Homeowners come home and throw their dishes out of the cupboards.
Yeah.
Just can't understand why they're there.
Yeah, yeah. They don't know. It's me.
Gotcha.
It's a thankless task. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Let's bring in Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading and Egg Bowl Media. Tommy, it's good to talk with you again, buddy. How you doing?
Hi, guys. I wish I was here on a more upbeat day, but I am not scared to talk about at all what's happening because we just came through one of the greatest periods ever in ag that we weren't expecting it to be that good for that long. And, you know, Mama told us there'd be days, weeks, and months like this, but boy, is this one really starting to rattle people.
It is. It is. Attitudes have changed dramatically over the last, well, they've been changing for quite some time, but the last 6 weeks in particular, I think attitudes have really changed, and ideas about what need to be done and when it should have been done are becoming more and more crystal clear all the time here. Before we get on to some of the issues that are in this market, I just want to start with put some perspective on just how important it is that March corn closes under $4 today.
Well, it's not good, but worse than that, I can make it way worse than that, is cash corn across the country is much lower than that. So people who had basis contracts, today March options expired, first notice day, so fly around Tuesday. And for those listening who still like, okay, tell me again what first notice day is, you kind of have to be out of your longs or you could, not kind of, you really should be out of your longs unless you want to enter the delivery process, which we do for a lot of people at Advanced Trading, but it's at a high level, elevator level, not many farmers doing it. So a lot of transactions happened this week. And I could tell you stories. I had a guy who I tried to, you know, he was a customer of mine and I'd spoke to him a few times a year, always trying to encourage him to do something. He called me yesterday and said, hey, I sold all my corn. I want to buy calls. I said, you don't even have an account with me. Compliance shut your account 2 years ago. Like you haven't received a text, an email. And, yeah, I felt bad in the sense that I've always been trying to want to help this guy. So scarier than corn closing under four is cash corn's at 325 in Western North Dakota. And that, those numbers don't work for anybody.
I saw a 310 in South Dakota today for a bid.
Well, if you're out there listening and you have the worst corn price in America at Ag Bowl Media or Chip or Davis or Big Apple Joe, and I will send you a Egg Bowl Media cup, and heck, at this point, I'll send you a brand new Carhartt. Just tell me what size you are. If you can come in with the lowest cash corn, you deserve it.
That's crazy. It's crazy. So the question that I posed in the open, is the close under $4, is that mission accomplished, or is it just checking another box for this market?
I'm going to go with the short-term mission accomplished. On the old crop, on the new crop, I've spent the last 3 days at corporate, Bloomington, Illinois. So I get to talk to the elevator guys a lot and Brian Bastien, who, you know, and Dr. Larry, and they've been politely telling me the last few months, you know, corn could be $1, $1.25 overpriced. Now we've lost 50 cents. And I talked to both Brian and Dr. Larry today. I said, could corn in these 24 still be 75 cents a dollar overpriced? And they said yes, because with this big of a carryout, with this low a demand, with them finding more grain in the Ukraine, you had that Ukraine group say, you know what, there's more grain here and there's more shipping out. And it's like everything that could go wrong is going wrong, like the bad news bears. And we have to remind people and be optimistic that a year or two ago, we had a hot cash market. That is what you get for your corn. We had inverted spreads and we had a futures market that was absolutely on fire. 2 years ago, tomorrow is the 2 year anniversary of Russia invading Ukraine. And we had an okay grain market before that. And then we had a grain market, especially things like sunflowers and canola and everything.
Yeah.
We just went like on steroids. And, For as fun as that was, I always said, and I said it on your show and many others, the party was awesome, but the hangover's going to suck, and we are at the hangover not being good right now today.
Yep. Yeah, can you believe we're entering the third year of that conflict?
I'm a little disappointed, especially as we come in the tax time, and I see that we don't want to – don't even get me going. We'd need a two-hour show. But I didn't know that we were going to be this heavily involved financially with them. I didn't know Gaza was going to invade Ukraine. And I didn't know we're going to have 15 million people a year coming over the border. So, you know, just don't forget, 4 years ago, we were told to stay home. Now in America, it's like, come on in. We're open.
Yeah.
Here's a cash card. We'll give you a hotel in New York and have a good day. So, yeah, I'm pissed. I'm not liking the direction of a lot of things. You want the good news?
Sure.
Stock market at all-time highs. There we go. Yeah. Dow Jones, yeah. NASDAQ, S&P. If you're rich, you're still rich. So congratulations, rich people.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, let's talk about that equity trade here for just a bit. It went up when it thought that we were going to be seeing 4 or 5, maybe 6 interest rate cuts in 2024. And now that they're pulling back on the ideas of interest rate cuts because of earnings, because the economy seems to be doing better than it seems to be strong enough that the Fed really can't cut interest rates. The indices are still making new highs. As badly as I want somebody to step in and start buying corn, I don't know who's willing to not buy equities right now either.
Yeah. I listened to a guy I subscribe to, I was listening to him. He was on a show and he said, they asked him what period, if this is a baseball game, what inning, if this is a baseball game, is AI in? He said, we're in inning one. And I about fell over, you know, from someone who sold NASDAQ futures up 400 yesterday and had to pay up 500. This thing's bigger. I don't understand it. I obviously don't understand what's going on with AI, and I'm giving a talk about it next week at Commodity Classic, so I better do some studying over the weekend.
It has been a driving factor in equities for a year, and after NVIDIA yesterday, it was obviously a driving factor in the equity trade again today. It's crazy. So the cost of money, the attractiveness of stocks, the funds are short ag commodities. That right there sounds like a combination that it's not going to change anytime soon, is it?
The trend's your friend, and if you're a fund trader, they're not going to cover their corn on the first 10-cent pop. We're going to need to pop corn 30, 40 cents, no pun intended, popcorn there.
Yeah.
But we're going to need to move corn 30, 40 cents higher to really get the funds to panic, because you got to understand, you and yourself, you know this, but everyone listening, every single future the funds are short are at a profit, even the one they sold the 2 minutes before the close. Every single board of trade corn future and bean future is at a profit. It's going to take a big rally to take away those profits.
Right, right. Okay. So when I asked, was this mission accomplished or checking another box? You were quick with mission accomplished on the old crop. Why so quick on that?
Because I've seen this before, and I personally, for someone who can trade, I wouldn't go to bed. No way in this current world environment would I go to bed short $4 futures trying to buy 390. If we go, we're going to continue to leak like we are, but the pop could be vicious. So from an option standpoint, and how low premium is, I want to be buying premium. Even though we could lose our money on it, I still want to be a premium buyer. And of course, like others, I like bull markets. I mean, I love, you know, reaching over, buying a bunch of calls for 10 cents and selling them for 40 cents a few days later. So we're so compressed now. If you ask me, in corn, in old crop corn, is the next dollar to the downside or the upside? I think it could be back to the upside. I could see a scenario where we do go back up a dollar. If we went down a dollar, it would be pure aggravation, pure disgust in the ag community, because the one thing you were asking me a few minutes ago, the cost of money is 3 times higher than it's been the last 12 or 15 years.
Yeah.
So I know if you look back history, sure, we had interest rates, but never at a cost of production like this has it cost so much to grow grain or raise cattle.
Yep. Yep. The question that we're getting to there, I think Dan just sent an email with it. If corn should be at $3.75, what does that say for $700 anhydrous, $800 P, $500 K, $800,000 used combines? What's it all mean? We'll talk about that next.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma, and always read and follow label directions.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where March hard red winter wheat futures were 5¼ cents lower at 568¾. March SRW wheat down 9¾ to 573½. March corn futures were 6¼ cents lower at 399¾. May corn down a nickel at 413½. March soybean futures were 14¾ cents lower, 1133. May beans down 10¾ to 1141¾. Look out! March cotton was 122 points higher, 95.42. On your livestock's April fat cattle were $1.35 higher, 187.90. June futures up $1.17½ to 183.87½. March feeder futures up 2.52½ to 254.57½. And April lean hog futures unchanged at 87.20. Go to tryprofarmer.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at WWT.net.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Cloudy throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Could see a flurry or two. Temperatures mid-30s, north winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, cold, lows near 15. Tomorrow, sunny, highs in the low 40s. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas girls playoff basketball tonight. The Panthers take on Mondovi. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Tip-off at 7 o'clock here on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. I don't know what you're thinking! So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We're in the middle of a conversation with Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, and Ag Bull Media. Get this, guys. At Fixin' and Farming, earlier today, and I'm going to insert a couple of words just to make it clear on this tweet. But he says, the price of a bushel of corn is getting dangerously close to the cost of a slice of Casey's pizza. So, Tommy, when you hear that and you think about the whole ag economy that is held up by King Corn, what are some of your thoughts?
If you own land, you are still rich beyond belief. If you started spending a lot of money right now, you couldn't spend it. You might have to get divorced twice to lose your wealth if you are a landowner in America, especially in the I states. People tend to own less acres and they're worth more. Up north, they tend to own more acres and they're worth less. So
yeah.
The amount of wealth, I think about, I'm going to my 10-year anniversary at Advanced Trading. And when I think about when I started opening accounts in April 14, when people would put down their net worth, some of those numbers were big. Some accounts I work with, they are worth 5 times more money than they were 10 years ago. That's how much land has went up, and that's how low interest rates were and allowed them to leverage themselves. Now, we're having an unwinding process, so the markets gave the farmer too much money too fast, some of it not earned in the sense that the Russia invading Ukraine was money not earned. There was a lot of store and ignore, and they got away with it. Also, the last time corn was this low, there was a little thing that bailed us out called, dechoro? I don't know if that's something you get at a gas station or those. Yeah, that one. Let's go with that. Say it one more time for the people.
Derecho.
Derecho. We'll say it together. Very good. The last time corn was this low, the derecho got us up, and that was when wild things happened. But I'm not worried that there's one guy already in trouble. And if I had to send an email or take out a national ad and say, you're in trouble, the cash rent cowboy is already in trouble and he doesn't know it. So if you don't own a lot of land and you paid high cash rent this year and you're heavily leveraged, you may already be in trouble and not know it, but your banker knows it. And the banker is getting nervous as heck. And that's because it's not the banker's job to tell you when or how to sell your corn. It's your banker's job to tell you if you're qualified to get a loan and operating. And I still have a large handful of clients, a ton of clients, who are not using operating money from the bank. So it's different, but there's going to be some bad things and there's going to be some people bummed out, and there may have to be some lifestyle changes. And I'm not happy about that at all. Yeah. I love when the American farmer does well.
Yeah, absolutely. The next couple of years, there's going to be a huge gap in the operating, in how the different farms operate. Some are going to continue to operate on 100% cash flow. Others are going to be probably paying for money, and it could be paying a higher cost than what they are today for that money. Tommy, there's a lot of tough decisions that are going to have to be made over the next couple of years, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And with the election coming up, this administration has every reason to try to get food inflation down. Yet a week ago, there was a lot of stories that a nice Big Mac meal cost $18 in parts of the country, but say it cost $12. There wasn't too long ago, a family of four could go. Remember the dollar menu? You don't see dollar menus. So if times were bad or you just were young high school kid and wanted to go eat a lot of food, you can go to McDonald's and clean up. You can go to McDonald's for $10 and leave hungry. And so it hurts to see the price of the raw commodity go down, yet prices at the grocery store are at the highest levels they've been since the late 70s, early 80s. And then you got Tucker Carlson going out there, going to a grocery store in Russia and saying, I bought what would be $100 in American dollars. This would cost $400. Now, I don't know to believe that or not, but I don't see any other American reporters going over there trying to go shopping, and the grocery store didn't look that bad, to be honest with you. So I'm not so sure we're getting the true story, but I think the Fed's got a problem. The Fed kind of promised lower rates, and the stock market making all-time highs, they can't deliver that. They cannot drop rates. We will have inflation again, and inflation is the largest tax ever on the lower middle class and the poor people. And so it didn't come out of their paycheck. They're not even getting a paycheck. They're on government subsidy, and the government money isn't buying half as much as it used to 3 years ago. And it's really bad.
Right, right. Something that you said just a little bit ago, it's kind of ringing in my ear. When you said the bankers are nervous, is that a general statement or is it regional? Because when I think about bankers getting nervous, I go all the way back to the 80s. And that savings and loan crisis that we had in the 80s turned things really bad in the farm crisis.
Yeah, different than that. Let me be very specific who the banker is nervous for. The banker is nervous for the son or daughter of the young of the farm who was trying to go on their own and get up and going, but the wealth and the land is held by grandpa, grandma, and mom and dad. The banker is nervous for that young farmer who was trying to quit their job in town and go 100% farming. The numbers are a disaster already, and that young person's got some struggles. So they're going to need to ask mom and dad, grandma and grandpa for help.
Yeah, okay. Yep. I see that. I see that. And, you know, in some parts of the country, that generation that's trying to get established has got to go to mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, and ask for help to start to buy a house.
Or live at their parents' house, Chip.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there are issues out there everywhere. Okay. Take me to the soy complex here, Tommy. What do you think? You got nearby contracts are all under 1150. Well, July contracts at 1151 and a quarter. What do you make about what's going on in this bean market? What do we need to get the selling to stop?
Well, I see these numbers come out of South America, and you'd think they're having a production problem, but I see the bean market going down daily. We need some great demand, which we should see some good sales here next few weeks. If we don't, then we have a bigger problem than we think. We need to keep an idea on how much cash does the Brazilian and Argentine farmer have, or the world farmer, who's going to get in trouble first. And then maybe we should just say it. Maybe it just needs to be said. We need to get grain so low that we get someone to cry uncle and stop producing grains. Once you start producing grains, you just don't stop. It takes multiple years of low prices to make people go broke, hopefully not in America, somewhere else. But we need someone to stop growing grain. And agriculture is not set up to go on stop and go, stop and go. If I have a bad day trading, I can take the next day off. You don't get to do that in agriculture. Remember, when the pandemic happened 4 years ago, you were all the people who kept going to work because you were necessary, right? And doctors, nurses, farmers, ranchers, people in the dairy, you think anyone in the dairy industry even noticed that there was COVID? No, it was called Tuesday, right? They went and did their job. So, you know, John Deere's asking people to come back to work now after 4 years. And, you know, someone needs to stop producing grain. And Chip, you know, you've done this for 40 years. I mean, the only thing that can stop that is low prices. It's a horrible thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you look at the growth attitude that the Brazilian industry has still got, I find it difficult to find that switch to turn off the growth mode that they're in, Tommy, the expansion mode.
Right. You know who's probably laughing right now, Chip? China. China's just got to be laughing. Yeah. That they're going to be able to think of this. If you're in the outside world, you can buy a bushel of corn right now, a dollar cheaper than most Americans can produce it. So that's the optimistic part. If you said, do you think today was it? It should be for a while but then again, you're talking to the guy who bought a crude oil at negative 30. That really changed my perspective of how lows can go. Can I ask you a question before we end the show?
Yeah.
Who told the American farmer that this market couldn't go down? It wasn't you, and it wasn't your people on your show. I listened to a lot of your shows. Everyone told who put in the American farmer's mind that there was no risk or very little risk to the downside?
I'm not sure. What do you got?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking times were so good for so long that I think farmers are worse at some farmers are worse at marketing today than they were 4 years ago. Bad decisions made during good times are horrible during bad times. You don't realize you made a bad decision until it's too late.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Help us make some good decisions right now. What if there is some strategies to initiate in this market, what are they?
Yeah, well, we have crop insurance. We can pretty much say that crop insurance is established. We'll go with 1160 in beans and 460 in corn. And we have those levels. We can now play against those levels. We can now defend against those levels. Personally, Chip, for all clients I work with, I've asked them to buy a July short-dated bean put and corn put. I hope they lose their money on it. I would be so happy if everyone ran around America and said, I bought a short-dated option and I lost my money on it. And they're still buying them today. So if the question is, haven't we broke enough? You can't buy someone a put today. We have to. Their risk, if we have an above-average crop and 460 is the crop insurance price, there is a good chance we could be at 360 at fall with a poor cash market. That would be a horrible situation.
Yep.
Let's spend 12 cents and wrap this thing up and go have a good weekend. See you, buddy.
Gotcha. All right. Well, I'll see you next week down in Houston, okay?
Houston or bust.
All right. All right. As a matter of fact, Tommy's going to be on the show with us 1 week from today. I want to do another checkup. Let's see how his attitude has changed with the way that the market's changed. Davis and I will be right back.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
One of the purposes of the FFA is to teach high school students the principles of successful farming. But FFA also serves as a training ground for civic leaders through speech contests, community improvement projects, and leadership camps. Today and every day in 2024, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Saluting all the members of FFA during National FFA Week, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
TJ Wilson, Director of Finance Sales at FBN, is here to talk about why farmers are choosing to finance their land with FBN Finance. TJ, as farmers consider where to get their land financing, why should they consider FBN Finance?
Yeah, at FBN Finance, we're dedicated to family farmers. We've created an experience to provide farmers all the essential information they need during their land financing journey. We offer our free land evaluation tool, AcreVision, to access land insights and metrics, land loan calculator to view estimated rates and fees when you are ready to get pre-qualified, or you can use your online application to take advantage of instant approvals on qualified applications.
Okay, you just mentioned pre-qualification, instant approvals. Can you explain those and how they might benefit farmers?
Yeah, if you're starting your process, we offer pre-qualifications so you know your loan possibilities from the start. You can go into negotiations with more confidence and speed up the timeline when you are ready. We created an online application that will save you time and you can track your application's progress. Every minute counts, which is why we offer instant approvals where your land loan application could potentially be approved within minutes for land loans up to $2.5 million.
Wow, okay. Are there any other benefits that we have not mentioned?
Everything we do here at FBN Finance is to empower farmers. With over $1 billion in funds committed across over 1,700 farmers and counting, we make it easy and affordable for you to finance your operation with land purchases, refinances, or improvements. And right now, we're offering AgriTalk listeners $500 off your closing costs for land loans over $250,000. All you need to do is fill out our form at fbn.com/agritalk or call us directly at 833-FBN-LEND, that's L-E-N-D, to speak with a loan advisor and mention AgriTalk.
Fantastic. Thank you, TJ. That is TJ Wilson, Director of Finance Sales at FBN, fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND and be sure to mention AgriTalk.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. A list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
In my next 53 years, that don't rhyme with nothing. Just doesn't work.
I like it.
Welcome, welcome back to. Oh, it's a great song. I love it. You know, and it really does. You know, pragmatically, whether or not we can accept the premise, I think more broadly, we can accept the the sentiment. You know, let's sure. make it count. Let's make it count.
Darn right.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
It's about something that I read in the news. Here I am asking you about my own words. All right. There's something I don't get. Okay. I'm going to go back to the soybean commentary. Good bean crop conditions in Argentina also weighed on. And bean oil prices as traders expect Argentina to take back last year's lost exports.
Yeah.
When, you know, we get in such a humongous panic, and I've even said it, you know, asked the question about Moroccan phosphates. Mm-hmm. Once you lose that import-export relationship, those exporters are going to find someplace else to put the product, and you're out. If we lose export demand in this crop or that crop to somebody else, we lament. It's gone. That's it. That's done. Argentina gets to lose last year's exports and then bring them back? I don't understand. How is it different?
They will bid more aggressively for it. If they've got product to sell, they will sell it. They will sell it. It's just a different mindset. Here, if we had, you know, product for available in the export market, you let the market continue to trade and function and go through price discovery on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
In Argentina, with the export taxes, with the just, you know, there is a futures market, but, you know, in a grains exchange, but it doesn't mean that you don't just say, listen, bean oil price needs to be X. Let's get it there. There's a lot of that takes place. So they will find a way to move that product if they have it onto the market.
Yeah, that was interesting. Real quickly, because I know you want to get to some of this cattle stuff. I forget who I was talking to, and I'm sorry, whoever it was made a great point that maybe the modern marketer, needs to rethink how they're doing things or revisit. And then Tommy sort of threw out the comment, you know, we've had some good years here, and an unfortunate potential side effect is that you know, the everyday marketer gets a little complacent, feels like, oh, this is easy. I can make money no matter what, whatever. Right. We're in the hangover period now, bro. Yeah. You know, we're sucking wind here. Would you like to speak to that, or maybe it's
well, you know, the comment that he made was, he says, I'm afraid that farmers may not be as good as marketers as they were 4 years ago. And then I want to go all the way back to, 2009, 2010, something like that, before we got the run up into the 12 market. I remember sitting at a table with somebody at Top Producer Summit, and he was coming off a few good years in a row, and the year ahead was not looking all that great, and he just looked across the table at me, and he says, I guess I'm finally going to have to figure out how to market.
Huh.
Marketing can make a world of difference when we get into these situations. Just not making the mistakes. Eliminate as many mistakes as you possibly can, and you're going to be above average. That's been proven time and time again. So work at it. You know, we got to work at it. Total number of cattle on feed on February 1, 100.4% of year ago. The trade was looking for 100.1%. So just a touch heavier. Marketings came in at 99.9%. The trade was looking for 99.8%. But the big difference is on the placements, and I'm not exactly sure what this is going to do to the feeder cattle market on Monday. But because the total number of cattle on feed, yeah, it's a little heavier than what the trade expected, but not that much. So I don't want to say that it's going to have a huge impact on live cattle trade, Davis.
Well, and go ahead.
Yeah, but at the same time, when the placements number misses this big,
mm-hmm.
because the trade was looking for 87.3% and got a 92.6% on it. So that's a
decent
big miss
for placements. Yeah, especially on the placement side, because that's got implications for quite a ways down the road, doesn't it?
Well, certainly it does, and that's a great way of putting it. Now, so you got to ask yourself, how in the world do all those numbers add up, right? If your marketings are close, but your placements are heavy, you know, where's the difference? Other disappearance during January. We had, a year ago, we had death loss of 63,000.
Okay.
In 24, the death loss was 81,000. 129% of year ago.
What?
Yeah, well, you know, we had that that cold snap.
I guess. Wow.
We had that cold snap in January that increased our other disappearance. Mm-hmm. Other disappearance being death loss in the feed yard. So
yeah.
That evened everything up there and did it in a hurry.
Wow.
Did it in a hurry.
Wow.
So okay, that does it. It you know, it for you, it was a 4-day week. For me,
mm-hmm.
I got shortened up by some illness at the start of the week that still kind of got a hold of me.
Ah, you're finishing strong, baby. You sound fantastic.
We're trying.
Proud of you.
But I'm telling you, this was quite the week. And
it was.
The way that things get started next week is going to be really telling. Above normal temperatures, they're still in the 6 to 10 day, February 29th through March 4. Above normal precipitation in the outlook as well. Hey, thank you so much for listening this week. Come back on Monday morning. We got Machinery Pete, conversation with U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa. Have a great weekend, everybody. This is AgriTalk.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good.
but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch, called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids.